Welcome to the TLC, the Life Coach Podcast with Matt Halloran. Every week, one of the world's top life coaches, Matt Halloran, will share his wisdom through stories and ideas to help you live the best life possible. Success is only a podcast away. Now, please welcome your host, Matt Halloran.
Hello and welcome to episode number 30. Today's podcast is one, an apology, because I haven't been podcasting much recently, but I will talk a little bit about that in a podcast after this one on the reasoning why. But today's podcast is about water. So many people desperately try to be the glass, something that everybody else will put things into to fill, which means you have very little control over what people put into your proverbial glass. Now, you can call that glass your soul or your mind or your life or your body or your spirit, however you want to position it. But everybody wants to be the glass, and I want to challenge you instead to be water. And Bruce Lee talked about this, which is the whole idea of, you know, water, putting it into any receptacle will take the shape of that receptacle. And I firmly believe so many people are so many glasses that they don't realize that there aren't enough people who are the water. And so therefore they walk around with their glasses so empty, because they're waiting desperately for somebody else to fill that glass instead of you being the water to fill somebody else's glass. Now, everybody has to have a glass, and what I'm asking is that you are more water than the glass. And why would this be? We're in such a take, take, take society. So many people in your life, all they want to do is take from you. They want to basically drink your water. And they want you to continue to refill theirs because they have absolutely no idea how to be their own water. Which begs the question, how does one become water? I think people can become water in a very, very simple way, which is being other-focused. Focusing on the needs of others instead of just your own self-centered needs. Now, we've done podcasts on the differences between being selfish and self-care. And this is in no way, shape, or form meant to contradict podcasts previous, but it is to challenge you to try to be more water. If your cup overflows, which it should be, if you are a good human being and you have a small cup, which means your glass is small so that you don't have to fill it with a bunch of proverbial crap from other people. That your cup is nice and small so that your needs are few. And in fact, most of us need very few things. We want massive things, which is where our glass becomes larger and larger, and other people have to fill it either with their own crap or with crap. Very few times do people get their glasses filled with other people's water. And the only way you can get other people to fill your glass with water is to ask, to show that you have space in your glass for other people's water, but still keep it a small glass because you shouldn't need that much from other people. In fact, most people should be able to put 5 or 6 drops in your glass every single solitary day so that your cup is nice and full and still give you the energy, the opportunity, the water to be able to pour over those you love, those who need it, and those in this society who are parched. It's quite difficult to look at your life because you have been a glass for so long. And as you continue to increase your income and increase your overall lifestyle, you notice your glass gets larger and larger. That's why people need to have storage units to fill other containers with crap that doesn't make them happy. You don't want to be freezing cold water, and you don't want to be hot water. You just want to be warm water. And if you wake up in the morning and all you say to yourself is, today I'm going to be warm water, I am going to find another person and I'm going to help fill their cup, not fill their cup, help fill their cup. And it is not your job to fill their cup 100%. It is your job to just put enough water so that you leave a footprint, so that you have emptiness in your glass for others to fill. If we live our lives this way, everything changes. We stop being this self-focused, selfie-induced, ridiculously self-centered society where everybody feels they deserve other things. You deserve nothing but water. In fact, you don't even deserve the glass you have. You might have earned it, and I'm air quoting there. You might want a bigger glass, but most of us, when we're born, are just given a little shot glass. That's all you have. And as you get older and you get taller and you get bigger, your needs get a little bit greater. But honestly, it's more just like a tumbler at this point. It isn't the 32 ounces of soda kind of glass that you can get from the regular convenience store. And many of you are getting 64 ounces of sugary drink to once again try to fill your glass with crap you don't need and is terrible for you. If you're thirsty, which everybody's thirsty, you can drink out of your own glass. But it's amazing when somebody will come after they notice you've taken a drink out of your glass and realize your glass needs to be full. And whether they pour water, their water, directly into your glass, or whether they give you a smile, a hug, that's all water. A nice glance, a good comment, a positive word, reassurance, support, togetherness, companionship. All of these are the sorts of water I'm referring to, and those are things that you should have inside of you in an unlimited capacity. You should be able to smile at 1,000 people a day. You have the capacity to say hi and be nice to every single solitary person you meet, and it costs you nothing because that water will be replenished. And you'll notice that your glass is smaller and smaller and needs less and less because you are continuously providing your own water to feed it. It is terrible how dependent so many are on so many to fill their glass. Recently, we were at a swim meet for my children, speaking of water. My wife and I were timing, which are the best seats in the house because we get to see all the kids jump in the water and swim and congratulate themselves when they get out of this huge pool of water that they are just gliding as effortlessly through as they possibly can with many different strokes. And we looked up into the stands and saw this woman who literally the entire time was looking at her phone and taking selfies. And I was thinking to myself, where is her water? How does she think that this is how she's going to fill her glass? All it does is it continues to replicate those horrible tapes that are going on in your brain that get more and more complex the more and more you do those things. It's this hedonic treadmill. It's this treadmill that we just get on, and we're sweating and sweating and sweating all over ourselves. We're not giving any of our water to anybody else because we're so dealt and we're so deep into our issues. What do you need to do to provide water for somebody else today? What can you do to make your glass smaller so you don't need as much from others, or you can fill your own glass? Everybody listening to this podcast can shrink their glass. Everybody who's listening to this podcast can provide their own water to themselves. And when somebody else gives you their water, maybe your glass will overflow a little bit, and that nice warm water will cascade over your hands or over your face or over your head, and you will just feel the warmth and the beauty of the cleansing of other people's water. But when you have to have gallons and gallons from other people, not only are you going to tap out everybody else around you, but you are never going to have your thirst satisfied because there's a big hole in the bottom of your glass. This has been an amazing journey, not just on today's podcast, challenging you how you are going to look at your daily interactions, but as a life coach, as a person who has lived many, many lives just on this earth as we speak, All I want to do is give you all a nice drink of water. If you find these podcasts valuable, please make sure you subscribe and share these widely with your friends and family. This is Matt Halloran, and I'll see you on the other side of the mic.
Thank you for taking the time out of your busy life to listen to our podcast. Remember, a single change, no matter how big or small, can start you on your path to live your best life possible. You deserve it. We will see you on the other side of the mic soon. Have a wonderful day.